Welcome to Hooli's Hooli, everybody. We got a great show for you tonight. Liam Durkin is here.
Thursday night live at Fitzgerald's. Tonight's guest is Liam Durkin. Let's hear a round of applause for Fitzgerald's and Liam Durkin, everybody. My co-host Bill is got a little bit of a missing in action thing tonight, so I'm joined by our announcer, Bud Kerwin.
Happy to be here.
Thank you, Bud. Bud will be my co-host this evening. We do have a rockin' show. Liam Durkin has brought out quite the crowd to see him. How about
great
this?
Great crowd tonight.
So we're excited for that. How's your week been, Bud? Pretty good?
Pretty good. I've been training for a bike ride. I'm going to do a century ride, which is 100 miles, ride from here to Milwaukee.
Wow.
It's insane. It's a terrible idea.
That sounds like something I would have tried to do drunk about 15 years ago.
I did it last year, and South Milwaukee is a terrible place.
Yeah, it's not a bad, yeah. When I went to Marquette, we knew all about that. Marquette didn't like me very much. I had to leave after a couple years. I had a pretty good week. I got a new pair of wingtips. I saw that you noticed that when I walked in the show.
I noticed that. Sharpshoes Patty Houlihan over here.
I've got the Glengarry leads going, so decided to invest in a new pair of shiny wingtips.
Can you show those to the crowd?
Look at these, everybody. Aren't these? Woo! Look at that, huh? We won't plug that guy because he's not Irish. The guy who made the shoes isn't Irish. I don't think there's a lot of Irish shoe cobblers out there, is there?
None that I know.
Yeah, they're usually walking around barefoot.
Chuck Taylor?
Yeah, maybe. Tom McCann.
Good
call. Nicely Somebody shouts done. Out Tom McCann. Yeah. I haven't seen Tom McCann's shoes in a while, but yeah, I do remember him. Good. some strange news in the media. I always like to go over some strange news, read some of that off of the.
Typically Florida based.
Yeah, a lot of it's Florida based. a report coming out of. Is this from Florida? It's from the AP News. Oh, it's from Senegal. So maybe close enough, right? It says that chimps enjoy getting drunk on fermented palm sap. So one of the terms I like to tell my wife and my brother, and people was like, why did that happen? I said, I was monkey drunk. I didn't know what to do. And now it comes to fruition. I didn't know that you could get
totally
monkey.
Totally accurate. And monkeys. Like fermented.
Yeah, you can get monkey drunk. It's a real thing. But I guess monkeys aren't chimpanzees. The politically correct world might correct me on that and say, no.
Totally different.
Totally different. Chimpanzees attack people. Monkeys are nice. There's a report out there that says the chimpanzees enjoy getting drunk. It says that while baboons in South Africa are known to steal fermenting grapes from vineyards and monkeys are known to steal the odd cocktail from unsuspecting resort tourists, the chimpanzees are unique because their alcohol consumption is not the result of any human interaction. So they've decided they figured that out on their own.
Isn't there a big issue at like the Taj Mahal where the monkeys all smoke cigarettes? Because like people throw their cigarette butts on the ground, the monkeys are all hooked on smoking because of that.
I do. Have you ever seen that show called I Survived? It's like an A&E thing, and it's usually someone comes on and tells a terrible story about how they survived some awful experience, and the one that was most frightening to me was about a bunch of people that went on like some resort where there were a bunch of chimpanzees and got ripped limb from limb.
Oh, that would be terrifying.
It was like Planet of the Apes came to life.
Yeah.
So that's one weird news story. The other news story that I liked was a guy avoided jury duty by wearing one of those sort of convict outfits that you can buy
Halloween,
like a Halloween costume. You showed up to jury duty with the stripes on and the hat and the stupid like plastic ball and chain. It was like a costume you'd get at Walmart when you were like 13 for Halloween.
Dude, if I'm a judge, that you're going straight to jury duty.
That was in Vermont.
You wear a costume, you're getting the longest trial possible.
Oh, man. I want to remind everybody that the show is sponsored by Hibernian Transmedia and Fitzgerald's. Shout out to our bartender, Isaac. Isaac's here tonight. Make sure to take care of your bartender, as I am also a bartender. That's something that's important to me. So make sure you leave a big fat tip for Isaac tonight. The show is sponsored by Hibernian Transmedia. HibernianTransmedia.org is where you can find out more about it. It is a 501c3 dedicated to the preservation of Irish culture through media and the arts. For those of you who have never heard our show before, you can go to freecraic.com. That stands for Citizens Reporting American Irish Culture, and you can find all our archived episodes. So there you go.
Listen on Saturday, too, because it airs on Saturday.
That's right. The show, we are live at Fitzgerald's on Thursday. So for our listening audience out in Radio Land, we'd love to have your presence here one night. Whoop it up, holler. We'll put you on if you're wild enough. Or talented enough, I guess. I'm always downplaying my talent, that I shouldn't be having a show.
So wait, does anybody have any plans this Saturday? Is everyone going to listen to the show?
Listen to the show, everybody.
Right? The show and then the Hawks game, right?
That's right.
Right? Priorities.
The Hawks game has been killing my mojo lately.
It's killing our ratings.
Yeah, the ratings have been smoked by that. You know what, though? I'm not too worried. Mark Maron, the comedian, was in town at the Vic last weekend, and he was talking about the fact that he almost canceled his show due to that.
So My Morning Jacket's in town, and heard that tickets were going for like $10 a pop because everybody was like, forget it, I'm going to the Hawks game or watching the Hawks game.
I would have been all over that. I would have taken that over a Hawks game any day. Shout out to my buddy Matty Ryan. He is a Brother Rice grad like our guest tonight. He's a comedian in town and an actor, and he hosts a comedy show at Bar DeVille every Thursday night. And last Thursday, Bobcat Goldthwait and Mark Maron showed up to do a set there, which I think is kind of neat. So you never know where you're going to run into over at the Bar DeVille and the Parlor Comedy Show. So give a shout out to Matty Ryan there. But I think we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to introduce our audience to Liam Durkin, and I'm sure they already know who he is. So the Hooli's Hooli will return after these short messages.
Big Guy's Sausage is located at 7021 Roosevelt Road in Berwyn, right across from DeJewel's. We serve blue-collar gourmet food. That means Italian sausage, Polish sausage, Chipotle sausage, bratwurst, hot dogs, burgers, Italian beef and sausage combos, prime rib sandwiches, bacon-wrapped cheddar brats. Hey, what else you want? We got it. You ain't gonna leave here hungry. We're right down the street from Fitzgerald's. Come on by Big Guy Sausage after the Hooli's Hooli or before. Or call 708-317-5213 and we'll have it delivered or ready for pickup. Ask anybody who eats here. It's awesome. Big Guy Sausage on Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. Big Guy Sausage, sorry, we don't serve weenies.
And we're back. It's the Hooli's Hooli live at Fitzgerald's. We're on 1240 AM WSBC. We are joined tonight. Liam Durkin will be entertaining the troops in the audience tonight. Liam is he's 17. I don't want to go there. He's 17 years old. He's probably the youngest guest I've ever had on the program. And he's been described to me as the young Irish Elvis of the south side of Chicago. So that's pretty cool. So we are excited to have Liam on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show Liam Durkin.
Yeah.
Let's get a seat. Liam, welcome to the Hooli's Hooli. Thanks for doing the program. I wish we had a seat for you. This is embarrassing. If somebody can grab a stool for Liam.
We're on it.
How did you get into playing the guitar? Is it something that was handed down? You're a young guy, 7 years old, picked up the axe at seven. Yeah.
I don't know. I just, something I always thought was super cool. And when I got my first guitar, I just thought, you buy it and then you know how to play.
I thought that too when I got my first guitar.
Where'd you pick up your first guitar?
Guitar Center.
Like, did you spend any money on it? Were you like mowing lawns to make money?
No.
Did you buy like a $5?
I think Santa brought it.
Nice. Santa brought a guitar. Nice. That's nice. So inspired by, I know that this is a show dedicated to the Irish American culture, but you don't have to play Irish songs tonight. But that is part of your repertoire, as I understand.
Yeah, Irish, country, rock.
All over the place.
Blue, yeah, a little bit of everything.
I understand. Now you have a regular spot. You play a Tavern in the Green, and that is where is that, Liam? That's out in Crestwood or
Evergreen Park.
It's in Evergreen Park. It's at 3595 95th Street, and they're going to be there Friday, June 19th, Friday coming up, and then July 2nd, and July 17th. Mm-hmm. Now, do they give you any flack for being a younger guy in a bar playing, for not being able to enjoy cocktails?
Well, people offer me drinks all the time.
I'm sure they do.
You don't exactly look like a 17-year-old kid.
Yeah.
He's like a foot taller than I am with a better beard by far.
Yep, for our radio listening audience, this is a big boy. And a wonderful, handsome big boy that's going to play some great songs for us tonight. So, the other thing I want to ask you, you're a Brother Rice guy. How come you didn't go to Mount Carmel High School? That's
Your What's dad up was with that? Judging me about that yesterday.
That is my alma mater. You must have a very caring mother. That's all I can say is that she looked out for you. So you'll be at the Longford Pub. That's in Crestwood. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Yeah, I know how to pronounce Crestwood. And that's 138th and Cicero, and that's August 2nd, correct?
Yeah.
All right, you do have a Facebook page. That's Liam Durkin.
Mm-hmm.
Do you care to indulge us in a song when we're done here right now? Would you like to go up there and pick the axe up?
All right.
All right, let's do one. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Liam Durkin. What'd you say, bud? All right, I'm excited to see this. We can't have dead air going, can we?
This is going to be great. You know who Johnny Lang is?
I do.
I saw him when he was like 17.
I remember. He went up to St. Mary's of Winona. I remember Michael McMahon claimed that he got in a fight with him while they were up there, and I presume that that's something
I believe Michael McMahon fought anybody.
Yeah, he did. All right, here's Liam Durkin, ladies and gentlemen. One more round of applause for Liam Durkin.
All right, this first one I'm going to do is an Irish tune called Green Fields of France, otherwise known as Willie McBride. Well, how do you do, young Willie McBride? Do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside and rest for a while neath the warm summer sun? I've been walking all day and I'm nearly done. I see by your gravestone you were only 19. You joined the Great Fallen in 1916. Well, I hope you die quick and I hope you die clean. Willie McBride, was it slow and obscene? Did they beat the drums slowly? Did they play the pipes slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last postern chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did you leave you a wife for a sweetheart behind? In some loyal hearts, well, your memory enshines. And though you died back in 1916, to them loyal hearts, you're forever 19. Are you a stranger without even name? Forever and shine behind an old glass and pane. Well, an old photograph, it was tattered and stained. It was faded to yellow in a brown leather frame. Did they beat the drums slowly? Did they play the pipes slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last postern chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? See the sun shining down on these green fields of France. The warm wind blows gently and the red poppies dance. The trenches
they vanish, they're long gone the plow. No gas, no barbed wire, no gunfire now. But here in this graveyard is still no man's land. The countless white crosses stand mute, witness stand. A blind man's indifference to his fellow man. A whole generation was butchered and damned. Did they beat the drums slowly? Did they play the pipes slowly? Did they sound the death march as it lowered you down? Did the band play the last Boston chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Well, I can't help but wonder, or Willie McBride, do all those who lie here and all those who die, do they really believe when you told them the cause? Do they really believe that this war could end all? The suffering, the sorrow, the glory, the shame, the killing, the dying, was all done in vain. Oh, and Willie McBride, and it happens again. Again and again and again and again. Well, did they beat the drums slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last Boston chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
Yeah, how about that, huh? Liam Durkin, everybody. The Hooli's Hooli will return after these short messages.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
And we're back. It's the Hooli's Hooli live from Fitzgerald's nightclub in Berwyn. Want to give a shout out to Fitzgerald's. Hey, tonight you can see the iguanas at Fitzgerald's. I believe that's on the calendar, if I'm correct, Bud. Let me take a look here.
No, I think it's the Oak Park Democrat. No, it's Exposure with the Hominids, Robin Lee Garber, Christina Trullio.
All right. And then let's see. Oh, the iguanas are also playing. It's Saturday the 13th. You can see the iguanas in the big room here at Fitzgerald's, and that's at 9 p.m. Tickets, $15 at the door.
Check you're always going to see good music here at Fitzgerald's.
Always. For any of you who've never been out to Fitzgerald's before in our radio listening audience, do yourself a favor and check in. The American Music Festival is coming up soon here at Fitzgerald's as well. That's the weekend of the 4th of July. There'll be 40 bands on three stages. Festival tents with seating food, all that stuff.
If you want to see good music, come and see Hooli's Hooli. We've got
Liam
is continuing the tradition.
That's
here.
Right. We've had some good stuff going.
We've got better talent than American Idol.
Yeah. We've had another one of my favorite guests that we've had is music-wise is Michelle McGuire. And Michelle has a show coming up at Tonic Room. That's Saturday, June 27th at 8 p.m. It's $8 at the door. She'll be playing with our good friend Ian Leith.
She's great. She's
she is wonderful. So check Michelle out and go to tonicroom.com and find out more about that show. But here's a funny story I saw in the news recently is that this is in Indiana. A drunk, half-naked man broke into a stranger's house for chips. And those aren't poker chips.
Who amongst us? Who amongst us hasn't been
this
there?
Guy? I want to know. Andrew Wozniak of Greenwood, not Mount Greenwood, but of Greenwood, Indiana, was arrested Sunday after police say he broke into a man's house wearing only his boxer shorts. The homeowner called police shortly after 3 a.m., so we can guess what was going on there. But he claimed he was sober, and he found Mr. Andrew standing in the living room, but nothing but his boxers and a bag of chips.
So it was all for poker chips?
No, I believe that he was eating those brand new Doritos, the extra fire, cheesy, blazing blue cheese, whatever the hell they got going on now. Can you see the flavors on chips these days? They're insane.
It's all like, it's like a Mountain Dew style. Everything
talking
is
about
like
chips.
Super,
yeah, everything is insane extreme. So that's what happens. You have some extreme chips, you can't get away from
them.
I'm too
old
for that. Breaking into people's homes for them.
I'm more of like a Jay's potato chip kind of guy.
Can't
just
stop
a boring
eating
old
them.
Man.
Can't stop eating them. That's a free plug for Jay's, the Jay's family.
Send us a check, Jay's.
Believe it or not, I grew up in River Forest where the Jays had their home.
Really?
Now, yeah.
I never knew that.
It was called the Jay's Potato House. It was like across the street from where Tony Accardo's mansion was.
Oh, sure.
And now it's called the Juicy Juice House because the people who like, remember Juicy Juice?
The gum?
No, they made like, I don't know, apple juice and grape juice and things like that.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Juicy Juice. They must have done well because they had a big old house. Liam, have you ever had Juicy Juice before?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You are bringing the Juicy Juice tonight to the show, so I thank you. We're going to do another number. What do you think? What's on the menu?
I'm going to throw in a country tune here.
All
hey,
right.
Hey, Liam, real quick.
Show a little bit of what I do.
Liam, real quick, what's your Facebook page again?
Liam Durkin. Just look it up on Facebook.
Nice.
Like it.
Yep.
Do what you got to do.
How can our radio listening fans differentiate Liam Durkin from probably the 50 Liam Durkins that exist on Facebook in Ireland somewhere?
Yeah.
Liam Durkin, Brother Rice High School, perhaps. I guess they could keyword that in.
Chicago.
Southside Entertainment.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. Southside Entertainment. Go to Liam's page and become a fan. Liam, let's do this country song. Which one is it? Are you going to surprise us? Or?
I'll surprise you there. Yeah.
All right. It's a surprise, everybody. Once again, everybody, Liam Durkin live at Fitzgerald's.
Just as free, free as we'll ever be. Just as free, free as we'll ever be. Driving till the city lights dissolve into a country sky, me and you. Yeah, to lay underneath the Georgia moon and do all the things that lovers do, just me and you. We're just as free. We're free as we'll ever be. We're just as free, yeah. We're free as we'll ever be. So we live out in our old van. We travel all across this land, me and you.
Yeah, Liam Durkin, everybody. And round of applause for Liam Durkin. How about that? Liam, you want to go back to back? You want to do another one? We got the audience. They're kind of revved up.
Yeah, we'll
for
do
this.
Another one here.
All right. What was that last one called, Liam?
That is Free by the Zac Brown Band.
There. Very cool.
All right, here's an Irish tune. It's a Wolf Tones song.
Yeah, I like the Wolf Tones.
I think probably others did it, but this is the Wolf Tones.
We're going to
credit
them that. We'll credit
this is
them.
My version, man.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
By the dark side one evening so fair, to view the salt waters and salt in the air. Well, I saw an old fisherman singing a song. Take me away, boys, my time isn't long. So wrap me up in your oilskins and jumpers. No more to the docks I'll be seen. And you could tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and they'll see me someday in Fiddler's Green. Now Fiddler's Green is a place I do tell, where the fishermen go if they don't go to hell. Where the skies are all clear and the dolphins do play, and the cold coast of Greenland is far, far away. So wrap me up in your oilskins and jumpers. No more to the docks I'll be seen. Oh, just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and you'll see me someday in Fiddler's Green, where the skies are all clear and never decay. When the fish jump aboard and swish of their tail, where you lie at your leisure and there's no work to do, and the skipper below is making tea for the crew. So wrap me up in your oilskins and jumpers. No more to the docks I'll be seen. Well, just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and you'll see me someday in Fiddler's Green. Now I don't want a harp or a halo, not to me. Just give me a breeze and a good rolling sea, and I play me old squeeze box as we sail along, with the wind in the ridges to sing me a song. So wrap me up in your oilskins and jumpers. No long to the docks I'll be sane. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and you'll see me someday in Fiddler's Green.
Yeah. Liam Durkin, everybody. Live at Fitzgerald's. The Hooli's Hooli will return after these brief messages.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online at floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
Welcome back to the Hooli's Hooli on 1240 AM. We are with, we're joined with Liam Durkin tonight. My co-host tonight is Bud Kerwin. Bud, thanks again for doing the program.
Happy to be here.
I do want to give a shout out to last week's guest is William Kelly. He'll have his event Rags of Honor that supports veterans. That's July 2nd at the Irish American Heritage Center. And I believe tickets are a suggested donation of $20 at the gate. Check that out. Also, Bill is running for to be on the board at the Irish American Heritage Center. So if you're going to be over there, you can put your vote in June 19th for him. So that's good news for
go
us.
Go out and vote for Bill.
Vote for Bill.
He's a beautiful man.
Yeah. So I do want to once again plug the American Music Festival that is at Fitzgerald's, which is our presenting sponsor and host of this show.
It's an unbelievable event.
It is. It is going to be the 4th of July weekend. It's 40-plus bands. You'll be able to, you know, here's a little brief history on it. It started in 1981 from like a little cookout that they started having here. The Fitzgerald's family is a very family-orientated venue. And the festival's main focus is roots Americana music, everything from straight-ahead rock to soul, rockabilly, country, blues, jazz, and bluegrass. So there's bands from all over the country, and they come right here and feel right at home with a special place. The Fitzgerald family has a special place in their hearts for New Orleans kind of Zydeco music.
New Orleans is one of my favorite places.
So you can always expect to see some of that here as well.
One of my favorite American Heritage Fest band, I saw Tributosaurus do...
At the American Music Festival here, yeah.
I saw Tributosaurus cover the Band.
Oh, man.
A couple years ago. It was amazing.
And I've seen Dave Alvin and the Blasters here several times, and they came in and did a bunch of stuff.
I've seen Marsha Ball.
Yep.
One of New Orleans' favorite. She was amazing. The Iguanas are coming this weekend.
Yeah, another group just like that. The Iguanas are amazing. They'll be at Fitzgerald's tonight, okay? So for our radio listening audience out there, you want to come by Fitzgerald's tonight, the Iguanas will be here. They start, I believe, at 9 p.m. All right, let's get back to our pal Liam Durkin. For our radio listening audience, Liam Durkin is a young phenom Irish guitar player from the south side of Chicago. He's a Brother Rice student. He's 17 years old. Liam, thanks again for doing the show. I think we decided that we were going to turn it up a little bit here.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the stage Liam Durkin.
Well, I was born in a Dublin street where the royal chums did beat, and a lovely English feet they chomped all over us. And each day and every night when my father come home right, he'd invite the neighbors out with this chorus. Oh, come out you black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. Show your ways, saw you won medals down in Flanders. And tell them I are ready to make them run like hell away from the green and lovely lanes of Kilisandra. Come let me hear you tell how you slung the brave Parnell when you thought you had him truly prosecuted. Where are your sneers and jeers when you loudly hear us cheer and your heroes of 16 were executed? Oh, come out, you black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife saw you won medals down in Flanders. And tell them I are ready to make you run like hell away from the green and lovely lanes of Kilisandra.
Oh, let me hear you slew them Arabs 2 by 2, like sluice you had your spores and bow and arrows, and how you bravely faced with your 16-powdered gun, and you frightened them poor natives to their narrows. Come out, you black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders, and tell them I are ready to make them run like hell away from the green and lovely lanes of Killassandra. Well, the day is closing fast, and the time will soon be past, and each dawn will pass right before us. And if you be in need for your kids, we'll all Godspeed with a bar or two of Stephen Barron's chorus. Oh, come out, you black and tans, come out and fight me like a man. Show your wife how you won medals down in Flanders, and tell the IRA to make you run like hell away from the green and lovely lanes of Killassandra.
Yeah. Right. That's Liam Durkin doing Come Out You Black and Tans. You can see Liam. He'll be playing Tavern in the Green June 19th. That's a Friday night. You can also see him July 2nd and July 17th. Tavern in the Green is in Evergreen Park at 3595th Street. And you're there a lot, and you're underage, and you rock the crowd out, and then you have a, and then you have a couple of Cokes when it's all over with, right?
A couple Sprites.
A couple of Sprites. Okay. Sure.
Or okay. A Sprite man. That's fair.
You know, I had a little kid come up to the bar the other day, and he goes, "Can I have a Sprite?" I go, "Seven Up," you know, and he goes, "No, there's a difference." Is there a difference, really?
Absolutely.
I guess.
I'm going to go with no on
him. No, there's
no difference.
No.
7-Up was, that was like what we got when we were homesick.
Right. Sprite is a term I like to term, like I use when my brother refers to people as Sprites. Now he goes, little Sprite over there, huh? It's annoying the hell out of me. So a Sprite can be sort of an effeminate little gadfly kind of thing, yeah. You know? So that's what I refer to Sprites as. So, you'll be at the Langford Pub, correct?
Longford.
That's August 2nd, and that's in Crestwood at 138th and Cicero. Liam, what do you do when you're not playing guitar and jamming out in bands? Are you a sports guy?
Are you a Bears fan, Liam?
I ain't a sports fan in any way, shape, or
form. Yeah, you know, most musicians I talk to, they're not into
sports.
Turns
out that wasn't the segue I was looking for. Liam.
I played football 1 year.
And it wasn't for you. You said, forget it. I'm going to pick up my axe and keep doing what I'm doing.
Exactly.
I think it's paying off for you. Yeah. So, are you ready to do a number? Are you out of gas? Do you want to
do another one?
You can go all night, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
Let's get a round of Sprite and
Let's get a couple of pitchers of Sprite over
Sprinkle
here.
Sprinkle the infield with some Sprites.
All right, Liam. Let's do one that really rocks the room. What do you think, huh? I mean, that's easy for me to say.
Yeah, now I got to think of one.
Do whatever pleases. Yeah. For our radio listening
Pressure's
audience, you're listening
on,
to.
Liam.
Yeah.
You got 3 feet to decide.
This is the Hooli's Hooli on 1240 AM. We are sponsored by Fitzgerald's nightclub in Berwyn. We also broadcast live at Fitzgerald's every Thursday night. Come on out one night. Join us. Show starts at 7:30. Once again, a round of applause for our bartender, Isaac, taking care of everybody in the room tonight. And welcome back to the stage, Liam Durkin.
Yes. All right. Catching me off guard here. I got to think of something.
That's been the whole show for me, Liam.
Sounded good.
Yeah, I'm going to do one of my favorite Irish tunes here. It's kind of a ballad type thing.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my name it is Sam Hall. Chimney sweeps, for my name it is Sam Hall. Chimney sweep, for my name it is Sam Hall. And I've robbed both great and small, and my neck will pay for all. When I die, and my neck will pay for all. When I die, I have 20 pounds in store. That's not all, that's not all. Oh, I have 20 pounds in store. That's not all. I have 20 pounds in store, and I'd rob for 20 more. For the rich must help the poor. So must I, so must I. For the rich must help the poor. So must I. Well, they took me to Coot Hill in a car, and they took me to Coot Hill in a car. Well, they took me to Coot Hill, and it's there I made a will. For the best the friends must part, so must I, so must I. And the best the friends must part, so must I. Well, up the ladder I did grow. That's no joke, that's no joke. Up the ladder I did grow. That's no joke. Up the ladder I did grow. When the hangman pulled the rope, and near a word I spoke, tumbling down. And near a word I spoke, tumbling down. For my name it is Sam Hall. Chimney sweeps, and my name it is Sam Hall. Chimney sweep.
Yeah. That's Liam Durkin, everybody. This is the Hooli's Hooli on 1240 AM WSBC. We'll be back after these quick messages.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Juries won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
And And we're back, 1240 a.m. WSBC. This is the Hooli's Hooli for all you out in radio land. We do the show live at Fitzgerald's every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. in the sidebar. Come on out and join us one of these nights. Bud, are you having a good time tonight?
Having a ball. Liam Durkin is excellent.
Yeah,
sounded
he is
excellent.
Excellent.
Tonight.
We're having a good time. I want to remind my radio listening audience that come September, I'm not only a radio guy or a sketch comedy guy, but I've been a filmmaker.
A little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything for a number of years.
Quadruple threat.
Really. And Hibernian Transmedia, the 501c3 that is behind this show, also has a film festival coming out called the Irish American Movie Hooli. Hooli's a party. So we're looking to discover young Irish American filmmaking talent. And you can submit your work, and in, that festival will be September 25th, 26th, and 27th at the Gene Siskel Film Center. And we're coming up on the deadline for entries. So if you have a premiere of a film that you were involved in, you don't have to be the director or screenwriter. You can be in the movie and refer that movie. You can talk to your screenwriter pal who directed it. He might be Egyptian. But if Jimmy Finnerty's in the movie, we'll consider that. So the submission deadline is coming up at the end of July. In fact, it's July 31st. There is a submission fee of $50, but if you're Orson Welles, we'll be willing to waive that fee. So
knock it down.
Yeah. And you can find out more about the Irish American Movie Hooli at our website, HibernianTransmedia.org. You can also find archived episodes of this show, The Hooli's Hooli, at www.freecrack.com. I said that at the top of the show. That is Citizens Reporting American Irish Culture. It's free, C-R-A-I-C. Very enthused by the audience we have here tonight, Bud. We've got quite the turnout. A lot of the Durkin clan's here to cheer on young Liam.
It's a beautiful thing.
Which is, I can only imagine that this young man's talent will bring them in droves in the future.
Absolutely.
So I want to thank all the people that came out tonight. I want to thank Isaac, our bartender.
Yeah.
All right. excuse me. We do have time to do a couple more numbers. Liam, what are you thinking? We're going to do a couple more here. You okay?
Yeah.
I'm wearing you out. Am I wearing you out? All right. Well,
I play for hours, dude.
I know, but yeah. On a night like this, sometimes I just find myself going, how much time is left? I've been talking forever, and I haven't. Because I have Bud here with me. And Bud, thanks again for being
welcome.
My sidekick.
That's all I got.
Yeah. So, Liam, let's do one here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Liam Durkin. We're live at Fitzgerald's. Once again, Liam Durkin.
All right. I'm going to kick it old school here and do a little Johnny Cash number. Well, I hear the train a-coming and it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison and time keeps dragging on, and I hear that whistle blow, and that's what tortures me. Well, when I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, hey, always be a good boy, don't you ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. And when I hear that whistle blown, I hang my head and cry. There's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Hell, I knew I had it coming, but I knew I couldn't be through. But I hear that train roll, and that's what tortures me.
Well, if they freed me from this prison and that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I wanna be. And I'd get that lonesome whistle to blow my blues away.
Yeah, Liam Durkin, live at Fitzgerald's on the Hoolies Hooli. Thank you, Liam. I do want to remind my audience again that you can go to see Rags of Honor. That's Bill Kelly's thing at the Irish American Heritage Center. That's July 2nd. That supports our veterans, so check that out, too. Liam, crushing it, man. My new wingtips are going to get worn out from tapping my foot.
Sharp shoes. Need a polish.
Yeah, they're going to have to get polished. You're killing it tonight. I'm loving it. Thank you for doing the show. I want to thank everybody out here in the audience. Give yourself a round of applause. We're having fun.
Great selections, too. Wonderful. Love the Johnny Cash.
Billy, how are we doing on time? We got time for one more. We got 10 minutes to go. Let's take a commercial break, and we'll come back, and we'll do one final, all right?
Big Guy Sausage is located at 7021 Roosevelt Road in Berwyn, right across from DeJewel's. We serve blue-collar gourmet food. That means Italian sausage, Polish sausage, Chipotle sausage, bratwurst, hot dogs, burgers, Italian beef and sausage combos, prime rib sandwiches, bacon-wrapped cheddar brats. Hey, what else you want? We got it. You ain't gonna leave here hungry. We're right down the street from Fitzgerald's. Come on by Big Guy Sausage after the Hooli's Hooli or before. Or call 708-317-5213 and we'll have it delivered or ready for pickup. Ask anybody who eats here. It's awesome. Big Guy Sausage on Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. Big Guy Sausage. Sorry, we don't serve weenies.
Yeah, we're back. Hooli's Hooli, 1240 a.m. Joined with Bud Kerwin, my announcer and co-host tonight.
Hey, everybody.
Thank you, Bud. Our guest has been Liam Durkin. He's brought out a great crowd. I want to thank you again. Hey, Liam, did you take guitar lessons growing up? How'd you learn how to play?
I did take lessons, yeah. I still take lessons, actually.
Yeah, nice. Good. Yeah, Bud, did you try to play guitar?
I actually still own a guitar that I can play a real solid G, and that's about it.
Man,
I could be the musical guest next week for 10 seconds.
All right. My brother and I both took guitar lessons at a place called Guitar Fun. That's here in Oak Park. Do you remember that place?
Yeah, I'm an alum.
Still open. I remember the lady at the counter was always eating pita bread. That's one of the things I noticed about her. But the guy who taught me the guitar, his name was Chris.
Oh, yeah.
And all I wanted to do was learn how to play like Hendrix songs and things like that. And he's like, you got to learn how to play Mary Had a Little Lamb before you get to that stuff.
You
got to
play Tom Dooley again.
So I could never, you know, I was like, teach me how to play Thunderstruck.
I could blow
like
the
that.
Doors off some Tom Dooley.
Could you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There you go. I could not. I can still play like, you know, like A minor, a couple chords.
Sure,
I don't,
sure.
You know. I think I learned how to play the first four chords of Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne at one time.
That's all you need.
Took me months to figure it out. Every time I was at a party in college, I was like, check this out, dude. Crazy Train. You know, like, people were like, all right, continue.
I'd be and
like,
then Andy Madden would take over. Yeah.
And then Drew would take over and kill it. But not like young Liam here. He's a phenom. We're glad to have him. Let's do one more rock out number, and we'll call it a show. What do you think?
Well, I just heard you say... Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, yeah, man. You want to do some Hendrix?
So I could do an acoustic version of
Jimi
Hendrix.
Any Hendrix is good. I love Hendrix.
You know The Wind Cries Mary?
I do indeed.
All right, we're going to try this one. Now.
Hey, it's Liam Liam Durkin and Liam Hendrix. Yeah. What? It's Liam Durkin doing Jimi Hendrix. Here we go, Liam.
After all the checks are in the boxes, and the clowns, they all gone to bed, you could hear a happiness stacked on down the street. Footprints are dressed in red, and the wind, it cries
Mary. A broom is rarely sweeping off the broken pieces of yesterday's life. Somewhere a queen is weeping, somewhere a king has no wife. And the wind, it cries, Mary. The traffic lights that turn blue tomorrow gonna shine the emptiness on down my head. This tiny island is set downstream, 'cause the life it lived is dead. And the wind, it cries, Mary. Will the wind ever remember all the names it has blown in the past? And with this crutch, this old age, and this wisdom, whispers, no, this will be the last. And the wind, it cries, Mary.
Nicely done.
Thank you, Liam. You've been wonderful.
That was awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Liam Durkin, Mount Greenwood native, Brother Rice High Schooler.
I feel like in about a
year. Future star.
Yeah, I feel like in about a year, Liam's going to be in the main room here at Fitzgerald's.
I think so. Are there college in the plans for you, Liam? What are we thinking about? Are you going to just
no
make
pressure.
A run of it? Or Mom and Dad are listening.
I have no idea.
Well, you got the chops, Liam, and I thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, guys.
I've enjoyed the hell out of it. For my radio listeners, you can go and see Liam at Tavern in the Green. That's Friday, June 19th. That's in Evergreen Park at 3500 95th Street. Liam, thank you so much.
Hey, before we close out here, yeah. I want to wish my brother and sister a happy birthday. Their birthdays are this weekend.
So all right, happy birthday, everybody.
Hey. Happy birthday. What are their names?
Shout out names. We got to get their names.
What are their names?
Megan and Pat.
Megan and Pat are having a birthday. The Durkins. Happy birthday, Megan and Pat. 21.
Look
Let's
out.
Have a cocktail, Pat. all right. Thank you, Liam. I look forward to having you on the show again. For our radio listeners, next week we'll be joined by the Black Oil Brothers. Come on out. Show starts at 7:30. Fitzgerald's Thursday night, Berwyn. Come on out.
Bud,
thank
rocking.
You again.
Thanks, Patty.
This has been the Hoolies Hoolie. Thank you. Good night.